Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today is the last in our series on the most important things we need to know about the Catholic faith. And today we conclude with confession, the sacrament of healing. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today we meditate on the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Let me begin with a true account of an exorcism that took place in Earling, Iowa, in 1928. After all the psychological and psychiatric testing was completed, it was determined there was indeed a case of demonic possession, and an exorcist was called in. Men of the parish were asked to assist because when the exorcism began, the possessed person became very violent and had to be restrained. However, the devil took a new strategy and fought back in a very surprising way, by revealing the deepest, darkest sins of those present in the room, making them so embarrassed, they fled for shame. After many instances of this, one person blurted out to the demon, "Why do you say nothing of the priest?" To which the devil responded, "What has been confessed, I do not know." You see, Scripture calls the devil the accuser, who accuses us day and night before the throne of God. Satan, however, apparently only knows the sins we have not confessed. What has been confessed is out of the devil's reach, and he cannot use against us. The exorcist made a practice of regular confession. Therefore, the devil had no ammunition to use against him. But when we don't go to confession, the guilt piles up and the devil uses that against us. The devil accuses us to discourage us. He uses discouragement to drive us away from God. But confession dispels the dark cloud of discouragement. It removes our sin and guilt, and it gives us a clean start. And it brings the light, grace, and healing of Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Only God forgives sin. So why do we go to a priest to have our sins forgiven? Well, Jesus set it up this way. How do we know that? Read John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23, where we see that on the evening of Easter Sunday, Jesus came to the apostles locked in the upper room, and he said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Catechism, commenting on this passage, says that Jesus entrusted the power to forgive sins to his apostles. They, in turn, hand this sacred power on to their successors, the bishops, and the priests, who are their co-workers. However, Jesus did not give the apostles the power to read our minds, read our souls. Therefore, they will need to hear the sins confessed before they can determine whether to forgive or to retain. So, why do we go to a priest for confession? Very simply, Jesus set it up this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Now the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5, verses 16 and 17, there are two main categories of sin, mortal sin and venial sin. Now, all sin harms our relationship with God. All our sin harms others, and all our sin is self-destructive. But mortal sin is precisely what its name tells us. It's deadly. Mortal sin kills our relationship with God. When we turn away from Him and reject His divine life within us by committing grave sin. Now, the Catechism tells us that for sin to be mortal, deadly, three conditions must together be met. First, the action of the sin is grave matter. Secondly, you must have sufficient knowledge, which means you must know that what you're doing is a serious violation of God's law. And third, sufficient freedom, meaning a deliberate consent to the will. Catechism goes on to say that mortal sin is a radical possibility of human freedom. It results in the loss of charity and the state of grace. And if it is not redeemed by repentance and God's forgiveness, it causes self-exclusion from Christ's kingdom and the eternal death of hell. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The Catechism tells us that grave matter means that it's a violation of one of the Ten Commandments. So if you want to know what sins are grave, then I suggest you read Part 3 of the Catechism on the Ten Commandments. You might be surprised what's there. To name just a few that have a particular relevance to our society, missing Mass on Sunday is a direct violation of the Third Commandment. Drunkenness and illegal drug use is a grave sin. Lying can be a grave sin, especially if it causes serious harm, like ruining someone's reputation, or leading someone into grave error, or breaking an oath. Lying is not grave if the matter's trivial, but lying can be grave. Other common sins that fall into grave matter: sins against the good of marriage and sexuality, like fornication, divorce, adultery, contraception, direct sterilization for contraceptive purposes, in vitro fertilization and artificial insemination, those reproductive techniques that separate the creation of new life from the marital act, or pornography and homosexual acts. These are all gravely sinful actions. Mortal sin causes spiritual death. Only God could give us His divine life the first time through the sacrament of baptism. After baptism, if we destroy His life within us, once again, only He can restore it. And He has chosen to do so in another sacrament, the sacrament of reconciliation. Now, if you've committed some of these grave sins, maybe in your past, and have never confessed them, they should be confessed. They need to be confessed. A practice that's very helpful is a general confession, to confess all grave sins from the whole of your life. Now, to do that, it's always wise to make an appointment with your priest and let them know ahead of time you would like to make a general confession, because this might take a little time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. The Catechism in paragraph 1458 says that, without being strictly necessary, confession of everyday faults, venial sins, is nevertheless strongly recommended by the Church. Indeed, the regular confession of our venial sins, well, there are tremendous benefits. It helps us form our conscience, to fight against evil tendency, to let ourselves be healed by Christ and really make progress in the life of the Spirit, and by receiving more frequently through this sacrament the gift of the Father's mercy, we then become more merciful to others. Two things the greatest master of the spiritual life, John of the Cross, would say we should never, ever miss. Never a day should go by. First, daily meditation with a resolution, and secondly, a daily examination of conscience. And I think if we would be better about our daily examination of conscience, we would be more likely to go to confession more regularly. So, how do we do an examination of conscience? Keep it simple. Look back on the last 24 hours. What did I do that was wrong? And where did I fail to do what was right? But then ask, why did I do that? What vice was at the root? Pride, envy, anger, lust? Name it. Write it down. This is the way to know yourself and to prepare for confession. Now, let me end with this. I desperately want my loved ones who are away from the Church to convert, but I can't make them convert. It's out of my control. But if I'm honest, my own sins and faults are to some degree an obstacle to their conversion. So, my deeper conversion would help, and that is within my control. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what were you reflecting on during this meditation, Teresa?
I'm always just struck by, whenever we're talking about confession, no matter how logical and objectively good confession is, and even though I've only had positive experiences in confession, the uphill battle is always the excuses I make not to go to confession.
Who do you think is behind that?
No one good.
No one good.
It's just so... it's so constant, though, that, I mean, it's just really effective, that there's always, oh, well, I don't really have the time, or it's just kind of inconvenient, or I don't really need to go right now. Or that it's just harder than you think. It's actually so much easier once you get in there. But I think my best bit of advice that's worked on me is sitting down and really asking God, like saying, I'm gonna go to confession. I want to go to confession. Please do everything within your power to help me get to confession, because God will find a way to get you there. And even against your will.
Well, it's true. If we really beg God, he will give us everything we need. But there is a part we need to play.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're going to brush your teeth every day, if you're going to make your habit to brush your teeth every day, you build it into your routine. No one ever said you had to brush your teeth at this time, but isn't it common for people to brush their teeth right before they go to bed?
I thought you were going to say right before they leave the house, because that's always the last thing I'm doing when I'm...
Okay, so that's your routine. You build it into your routine, mm-hmm. and then you just do it. I think... another reason we don't go to confession regularly is we haven't built it into our routine.
I agree. And something about building it into your routine makes it a little bit easier when you're fighting off the excuses and dragging your feet.
And I am so happy. We really, now I can't speak for the rest of the country, but I can speak for Kansas City. We have amazing priests here who offer confession a lot of different times. But if you're in an area that, like, I think the worst time in the universe for confession is Saturday afternoon. That is not a convenient time. So if you live
A time that most people are off work and conveniently available.
But we're all doing something Saturday afternoons. So if that's the only time in your parish and that doesn't work for you, make an appointment with your priest. Or ask your priest if they would be willing to hear your confession once a month at a specific time.
It's not very common, but I appreciated it in college, which is there was always confession right before daily mass, and that was fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then it's just, if you already have daily mass in your schedule, you just show up a little earlier. It's not that common, but I'm always trying to put that out into the world because I always want more mass right before, or confession right before daily mass.
But I've always found if I went with humility to my parish priest and said, I'm really trying to establish the regular habit of confession. Is there a time that we could meet on a consistent basis? Something that's very convenient for you, Father. And then whatever is most convenient for him, do that. Now, I kind of contradicted myself, because if the priest says, well, my most convenient time is Saturday afternoon.
12, the time that we already have it scheduled. Hey, if you were really going humbly, you'd have to shut your mouth.
I have found priests to be amazingly accommodating to help a person get to confession. We don't give our priests enough credit. They really are accommodating, but a lot of times we just don't ask. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.